Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have we flipped over into Christmas music already?
I'm just dabbling it in.
Oh, okay.
So I put a song per hour because it's going to be full go week of.
All right. I have not heard TLC.
Oh, yeah.
I've not heard that.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot. I've only played three today, so there's a lot out there.
Christmas in Hollis.
Yes. Yes. That's
and,
a good one.
Must Be Santa. By Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Is
a staple.
The single greatest holiday song of all time.
Well, I will make sure that I play that at least once before you take your trip off.
I would encourage people, if you haven't heard the song, don't listen to the song. Watch the video.
Yes.
And go, what is going on?
Yeah.
All right. A lot of people are wondering what is going on with Duke football. The transfer portal is open. There's a bunch of Duke players in it. Riley Leonard was spit out in South Bend, Indiana today. The quarterback will be the quarterback for Notre Dame. Steve Wiseman covers the Blue Devils for the News and Observer. And I appreciate Steve's patience with me as well as his time. All right. How many Duke players are in the portal right now, Steve?
Yeah, so, I mean, I need to check, make sure nobody's entered in the last 15 minutes here while I'm waiting for you. You know, R.J. Oben's in there.
Yeah.
Jordan Waters, Jalen Simpson. Those are three starters right
yep.
there. Dorian Mossy, the linebacker, is in there. So, I mean, those are the main ones that people need to worry about, you know, if Manny Diaz can convince them to come back. And, he did that with Jaquez Moore yesterday, the running back who mm-hmm. Was kind of the co-starter along with Jordan Waters. You know, so they use a two-back approach there. And Moore was in the portal last week while they were looking for a coach. When they got Manny Diaz talked to him, and he decided to stay. So that's the business we're in right now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no question. Re-recruiting your own players has become, and Manny Diaz told us that last week, re-recruiting your own players is like job one for coaches, especially new coaches. Is there any chance that any of those other guys get re-recruited by Manny Diaz?
Yeah, as long as they're in there and they haven't, you know, committed to somebody else, sure. That's kind of what, you know, I think some of them, you know, they were playing their options, which they should. You know, while you're looking for a coach, let me see what's out there so I have a place to go if I'm not happy with who you picked. And so there's a chance, of course, that can happen. You know, another guy locally, Aeneas Peoples, I didn't mention him. He's a guy,
right.
Pretty good defensive lineman from Raleigh that has another year of eligibility. So maybe that's somebody they can convince to come back as well. Because that's what was good about last year's team that Elko talked a lot about was there were guys that had opportunities to go elsewhere.
Yep.
That chose to stay at Duke. Dwayne Carter, Jacob Monk, Graham Barton, frankly, Roddy Leonard last year, you know, could have used the portal and gone somewhere. So that's going to be important for him to do.
Steve Wiseman is joining us here from the News and Observer, covers the Blue Devils. Here's the thing about last year. It was how few players, significant players, left the Blue Devils. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, they were a net positive in the transfer portal. I mean, that's obviously not going to happen this year, certainly not at the level that it happened last year. Like, what was your theory as to how Mike Elko could pull that off?
Yeah, it really spoke to, you know, it's cliche, the culture they built, but boy, what else could you point to, right? I mean, obviously, you know, Duke has an NIL collective, and that's mm-hmm. important, but I know that, I mean, a guy like Graham Barton, who's going to be an NFL draft pick this spring, had opportunities to go to other schools. I say bigger schools. You know what I'm talking, bigger football schools.
Yeah.
That could have paid him, you know, a significant amount of money. And he chose to stay at Duke and get his degree. That's one thing. You know, guys who normally finish up their degree at Duke before they, if they're going to transfer, they're going to get that degree. This works so much. That's a little bit unusual now because Riley Leonard is leaving without his degree and going somewhere else. And what I was told was that's a different world we live in now. I mean, that wasn't the thing before. Everybody got their degree and then left.
Right.
Now you don't really have to do that. So, that was unusual last year that everybody stayed. It spoke to what Elko and David Feely and David Kanina King and everybody at Duke had built in the football program.
And let me just flip this over into the current state of Duke football. When I talked to Manny last week, I mean, one of the first things he brought up was David Feely. And in my conversations with, people who are plugged into Duke football, that was maybe the most important person, not of the coaching staff, but of the staff. You know, David Feely and their conditioning turned Duke from a good football team into a great defensive team and a team that was physically capable of matching up. Manny was all about David Feely being the guy. How important has he been?
He has been as important, probably second only to Elko. And Elko would say David was more important.
Right.
David was the first hire that Elko made when he came here 2 years ago this month. And it made such a difference for this team. You know, these guys came out of the pandemic, you know, really behind a lot of schools because Duke took it so seriously, which they should have. You know,
right.
That's a conversation we can have about lots of schools anyway. Duke took it very seriously, and these guys were hungry to work. And Feely got here at the right time. He's a great strength coach, obviously, and he tapped into what they wanted to do. And the work started that offseason. These guys really bought into what was happening and really loved it. And so the fact that Manny is so close to David seems to bode well for Duke going forward and really played a factor in Manny, you know, being the guy that Duke chose. There are a lot of reasons, but that was a key factor, was that, you know, he could retain David Feely, who had an offer to go with Elko to next A&M.
Oh, I'm sure he did. And I'm sure that won't be the only offer for David Feely. For people who paid attention, they watch Duke football and go, that doesn't look like a Duke team. That looks like any top-level college defense this year. So just your overall thoughts on the choice being Manny Diaz. He's got a little bit, not a ton of head coaching experience. People, I mean, may not realize it's only 3 years. And then Miami couldn't wait to kick him to the curb to get Mario Cristobal in, which I think we're kind of seeing was not necessarily an upgrade. So your thoughts on Manny Diaz?
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, on one hand, he really got a raw deal at Miami, I think. I mean, everybody, you know, but anybody not in the 305 can agree with that,
yeah.
I think, the way that all went down. You know, but he also has, you know, he won at Miami at a certain level, at a level that would get him, you know, extension at Duke, frankly.
Right.
But not the level Miami wanted. And so there are some holes in his resume there a little bit. I mean, he didn't win a Coastal or whatever, and there were some losses that were kind of inexplicable. But that's why, as they were going through this process, I thought he was a good candidate and somebody, frankly, that Duke maybe wouldn't have gotten in previous coaching searches. But I also thought, you know, you look at the coach at Troy, John Summerall, who ended up getting hired by Tulane the day after Duke hired Manny Diaz. Mm-hmm. He was in the running. Jason Candle up at Toledo. Guys that have done a really good job at that level this year that are head coaches that are winning right now. And I thought maybe they were better candidates in a lot of senses.
Okay.
So, but then they don't know David Feely. So maybe that was, again, it goes back to that. So I got to see, you know, Manny's got some proving to do. To prove that, you know, some of the things that maybe didn't go as well at Miami as he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
He's learned enough in his 2 years at Penn State that now he can fix those things and do better going forward.
Is the roster? Barring something crazy in the portal, is the roster one that can maintain not what they looked like this year, because that would probably unrealistic. Is the roster good enough to maintain a level of competitiveness that gets them 7, maybe 8 wins?
They're going to have to get
cash prizes every day. Adds up when you
play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some help on defense because they're losing some starters, the guys that I mentioned that are in the portal, right?
Right.
They're going to have to fill in some holes there. They're going to have to rebuild their offensive line because Graham Barton's gone in the NFL. Jacob Bums had eligibility. And,
right.
But they've done well there in the past. They've been able to go out and get tackles, guards, you know, in the portal from some other schools to get them in here. And so they can do that. I think – they're going to be okay at quarterback. They got some, you know, Jordan Moore, wide receiver, is a good receiver there. They're losing Jalen Calhoun, who's a big part of their offense at wide receiver. So they're going to have to do some work in the program. They're going to have to find some other top quality players in the area to maintain this because there is some guys that are leaving. Dwayne Carter, right, who's going to the NFL now. That's a big defensive lineman. They're going to have to get some help up there.
Carter, Franklin. I mean, you mentioned the two other defensive lineman guys in the portal that I know Manny's going to try and re-recruit, but good luck with that because I think both of those guys are going to get a ton of offers from a lot of other schools. Steve Wiseman from the News and Observer covers the Blue Devils. I appreciate it. Maybe next time we'll talk hoops. But, of course, they play tonight. You're going to be busy.
I will be busy with Hofstra tonight, the Pride. And I do want to say about your Christmas music choices. Thank you for not playing Last Christmas by George Michael. I find that I can't. That's a song it grates on me like chalkboard.
All right, that or the Paul McCartney Wonderful Christmas Time, which is worse?
Oh, the George Michael one. That's an automatic no. I got to turn that off and find something else.
I'm glad we didn't play that. You would have hung up. We wouldn't have even talked to Steve Wiseman. Sorry, that's a deal breaker, Gold. We'll do it again another time. I appreciate your time, man. Take care.
All right, Adam. Thank you.
You got it, Steve Wiseman. We should be very careful.
I know. I kind of feel like this is a poll question on what Christmas songs trigger people.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Because, I mean, I already know, like, Christmas shoes. No, just stop.
Christmas shoes.
Yeah,
what's that?
The sad one about the Christmas shoes.
Oh, I don't know that.
It'll make
don't
you
play
cry.
It.
Yeah,
don't,
no.
Well, we're out of bump music today, so good. Don't do
I
it.
I know.
All right, I got nothing on that. You know what song bothers me?
What's
Can I
that?
Tell you? And I don't. The Hanukkah song bothers me.
Oh,
by the way,
really?
Happy Hanukkah to people. This is like we're coming into what, night five?
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, this is the fifth night. So happy fifth night of Hanukkah to people lighting candles or twisting bulbs.
Yes.
Depending on how you do it.
Not to be confused with that Adam Sandler Hanukkah song.
That's the song.
The
I
one?
Hate that. I
okay.
hate it. I hate everything about that song.
That's the one.
I'm sorry. I know there are people who love it. But honestly,
it's okay.
No,
you're entitled
terrible.
To your opinion.
It's a terrible, terrible song.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.